This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Chinese cities are rolling out mass testing of millions of people and imposing fresh travel restrictions as health authorities battle Sunday to contain the country's most widespread coronavirus outbreak in months. China on Sunday reported 75 new coronavirus cases with 53 local transmissions, with a cluster linked to an eastern airport now reported to have spread to over 20 cities and more than a dozen provinces. The outbreak is geographically the largest to hit China in several months after the country's successes in largely snuffing out the pandemic within its borders last year. Beijing has cut all rail, bus, and air links with areas where coronavirus cases have been found. The Chinese capital has also closed its doors to tourists during the peak summer season and is only allowing quote-unquote essential travelers with a negative nucleic acid test to enter. Many Israelis aged 60 and up received a third shot of COVID-19 vaccination on Sunday as part of a national campaign offering elderly people booster doses in an effort to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The campaign was launched on Friday with 60-year-old Israeli President Isaac Herzog, who received a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine. It will effectively turn Israel into a testing ground for a third dose before approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. On the eve of the booster rollout, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says the country has already given 2,000 immunosuppressed people a third dose with no severe adverse events. His government hopes that stepped-up inoculation efforts will help avoid further costly lockdowns. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexicans on Sunday are set to vote on whether to investigate five of the country's former leaders in a referendum championed by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador amid criticism that the move is a political stunt and turnout could be low. López Obrador has cast past administrations as deeply corrupt and made combating graft his top priority. But critics say he hopes to use the vote to energize his base, and that it's unlikely to muster enough to be valid. At least 40% of registered Mexican voters, or some 37 million people, would need to vote for the results to be binding. Iran's outgoing president has acknowledged his nation at times, quote, did not tell part of the truth to its people during his 8-year tenure. That comes as he prepares to leave office with his signature nuclear deal with world powers in tatters and tensions high with the West. President Hassan Rouhani's comments aired on state television Sunday come as officials in his government have appeared rudderless in recent months as a series of crises ranging from the coronavirus pandemic to droughts are fueling public protest. President-elect Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, will be inaugurated Thursday. Israel's prime minister has directly blamed Iran for a drone attack on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman that killed two people. Tehran, meanwhile, has denied being involved in the assault. The comments Sunday by Premier Naftali Bennett and Iran's foreign ministry spokesman come after the strike Thursday night on an oil tanker. That assault marked the first known fatal attack after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region linked to tensions with Iran over its tattered nuclear deal. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Iran and militia allies have used so-called suicide drones in attacks previously. And 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's military leader has repeated his pledge to hold fresh elections in 2 years and cooperate with Southeast Asian nations on finding a political solution for his country. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said during a recorded televised address that conditions must be created for free and fair elections. Myanmar's troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, an action the general said was permitted under the military-authored 2008 constitution. The military claims her landslide victory in last year's elections was achieved through massive fraud, but it has produced no credible evidence. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.